From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump declared Tuesday that North Korea is looking for trouble with its nuclear weapons development program and asked China to help rein in Pyongyang. Mr. Trump, in a pair of comments on his Twitter account, said, "If China decides to help, that'll be great. If not, we will resolve the problem without them." He didn't elaborate on what actions his administration will take. Trump tweeted, "He told Chinese President Xi Jinping during last week's summit in Florida that Beijing's trade deal with Washington will be far better for China if they solve the North Korean problem." U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived in Moscow Tuesday. G7 ministers meeting Tuesday in Italy failed to agree on targeted sanctions against the Russian and Syrian military. The ministers argued an investigation would first have to confirm who in Syria used chemical weapons against civilians in the country last week. Ahead of his Moscow visit, Tillerson told reporters, "We cannot let this happen again." U.S. President Donald Trump's spokesman Sean Spicer had this to say.
"There is no question who acted in this case and what Syria did. And I think that we need to make sure that Russia fully understands the actions that Assad took, the commitments that Syria has made, and Russia has equally agreed to those same, you know, understanding. So getting them back on the same page, first and foremost, would seem the logical step. But secondly, and I guess, you know, equally as important, is to make sure that the areas where we can find a commitment to defeat ISIS is something that we share."
U.S. President Donald Trump's spokesman, Sean Spicer. This is VOA News. The lawyer for the main suspect in Friday's